Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 5, Pregnant Employees. Pregnant employees are considered a protected class. They are protected by the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. Employers are prohibited from using pregnancy, current, past, or possible future, as grounds for not hiring, firing, or disciplining them. It is important to know and follow the guidelines for hiring and accommodating pregnant workers or potential workers. Hiring. Under the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, employers may not consider an applicant's pregnancy in hiring decisions. Interviewers and other representatives of the organization cannot ask about an applicant's pregnancy, plans for childcare after birth, or any other related issues. If the applicant brings up the topic of their pregnancy during interview and hiring, such issues may be discussed. However, these discussions must be led by the applicant, and information gained during them cannot be used during the hiring process. Even in the case of a visibly pregnant
applicant, with free version for non-commercial
use, who interact with the applicant during the hiring process should not comment on their pregnancy. Accommodations. Pregnant workers may occasionally need accommodations to be able to perform their job successfully. While pregnancy itself is not considered a disability, pregnant employees who experience temporary disability due to pregnancy are entitled to accommodations under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Likewise, if an organization allows employees with other temporary disabilities to take disability leave, the same accommodation must be provided to pregnant employees. Specific pregnancy-related conditions, such as gestational diabetes and preeclampsia, may be considered temporary disabilities, and accommodations must be provided. Some common accommodations for pregnant employees include putting the employee on light duty, transferring the employee to a less strenuous position if the employee requests, affording the employee temporary disability leave,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
provide modifications so that the employee can perform their job, other reasonable accommodations as requested by the employee. Maternity leave. In the United States, paid maternity leave is not mandated by federal law. However, all employees who work for an organization with more than 50 employees are entitled to 12 weeks of unpaid, or paid if the employee has accrued it, leave under the Family Medical Leave Act, or FMLA. Employees must have worked for the organization for 12 months prior to taking the leave to qualify. Individual states and organizations have maternity leave policies that must be followed as well, so it is important to be familiar with the laws and policies that impact your specific situation. Firing. Under the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, employees may not be fired for becoming pregnant or for needing accommodations to successfully perform their jobs. They also cannot be dismissed due to conditions stemming from pregnancy
created with free version
that qualify
for non-commercial
for protection
use
under the ADA. A pregnant employee may be terminated due to performance issues, as long as those issues do not stem from conditions related to pregnancy. Proper disciplinary process has been followed prior to termination, and there is no employment contract or other circumstance that prevents at-will termination. It is important when making the decision to terminate a pregnant employee that all organizational policies regarding the disciplinary process, including documentation and communication with the employee about their performance, have been followed. Pregnant employees in specific states may have additional protections from termination, so it is important to be familiar with the laws and policies that impact your specific situation. Case study. Zamira and Jonathan are both on the hiring committee for a new project manager. They interviewed 3 excellent finalists and are now meeting with the committee to make a final hiring recommendation. Jonathan mentions
created
that Shelby,
with free version
the second
for non-commercial
candidate they
use
interviewed, has a very impressive background and would be an excellent fit for the organization. "I don't know about hiring her, though," he says. "She's 6 months pregnant, and the last time we hired someone who was expecting, they didn't really work out. They took all kinds of sick time for morning sickness, and then they were gone for 12 weeks on maternity leave. It seems silly to hire Shelby now, when we know she'll be going out on leave before too much longer. And who even knows if she'll want to come back after she has the baby?" Zamira quickly reminded Jonathan that they could not consider Shelby's pregnancy or concerns about her maternity leave in making a hiring decision. She explained to him and the rest of the committee that Shelby was covered by the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, and that they would be violating federal law if they chose to not hire Shelby on the basis of her pregnancy. Zamira further explained that if they hired Shelby and she experienced difficulties with her pregnancy, the organization would need to provide her with reasonable accommodations.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
But that the committee couldn't consider any concerns about these accommodations in the hiring process. Once Zamira was certain that the committee understood that Shelby's pregnancy could not be a factor in their hiring decisions, the group went forward with its deliberations. They agreed to make the job offer to Shelby the following week.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.